thematic data from the BCOM audit just to compare the pattern that I showed you with the screen-detected cancers compared to the symptomatic cancers. And the biggest differences really are, for instance, in radiotherapy, which drops off at a much faster rate here. But then you have to remember that a lot higher, these are going to be older patients. But if you look at the age group sort of 70 to 80, then there is still quite a big difference between screening patients and symptomatic patients in the age group that screening really does cover. But obviously there are patients in the 90s in this group here. So I don't know if you want to compare.
What do you make of this, Ian? Is this kind of, does this reflect practice in Wales, do you think?
And the BCOM data, you know, are across the whole of the UK. I think there may be possibly slightly more data recording problems relating to BCOM, but this one actually excludes the ones where we don't know. But I think sometimes it's difficult to distinguish don't know from know, which could be having an influence there. But I think what Jill says, because we've looked at the detail of the age groups when you get beyond 70, and there is definitely a fall off that is greater than in screening. And you do have to ask the question whether, you know, we've got a very dedicated group of breast surgeons dealing with the screening program, and maybe these patients are getting more consistent care than perhaps is occurring in the non-screen detected population.
I have to say, I think there's good evidence for that. The other thing, there was, who presented very nice data yesterday that suggested that a lot of the mortality rate improvements and so on were in the over 70s and indeed the over 80s, that some people in that age group prior to all this hadn't been getting what would have been seen as consistent care, you know.
I think that's been very obvious for the symptomatic audits that we've done for the last 15 years. You know, the number of patients who are not having surgery in the older age group has enormous variation across the UK, as big as any variation in treatment patterns that we've shown today, if not bigger. And that has been incredibly consistent inconsistency. So I'm sure it's an area that, well, we are focusing on, and I think at Nottingham there's a session on this, isn't there?
Shall we move on? This is looking at a standard